up the week before election, week and a half before election.
What was reported to us is August 8th and 9th, you also use a county credit card to buy lunches for the staff.
Was that certification days?
No, that I left that one out. That was the 10th.
I would have to look. I mean, that was probably preparation for certification.
How many people are in your office? I really don't know.
On a regular basis, I have 4 full-time employees. And we had, I hired somebody right before the election. So I had 2 part-time people who came in to help us, because prior to the election, I had 1 person in the hospital and 1 person quit. So I pulled in 2 part-time people, one from the collector's office, which she was so sweet to let me use her employee. And then Mary Lou Drew, who works part-time for me, we pulled her in, and she was working 40 hours a week just to stay up with the work.
And I don't know what was reported to us on the...
You have it down front yet, right?
The amounts?
Those were the only days they gave to us. If one office can do it, then the others would be.
Well, my question was, because I guess on in 4 days,
what about the other day?
August 8th was the day you had a concern about what was earlier.
Sheila.
8th and 9th.
We're doing it on the 9th.
The 9th was, they're still working address changes and provisional ballots.
Okay, so this is for the August election. Okay, so we had a certification day set for Friday. And to do that, we have to prepare provisionals. We have to do all of the address changes in the system. And what's the other thing, Leslie? We have to download all of the voter history before we can certify. And that date was set for Friday at noon. And so we had to have all that work done. So either you pay time and a half for my employees to start working after hours so that they can take a lunch, fine, if that's what you would prefer, we can do that. But on election day, we have no choice. And on the days prior to the election, we have no choice.
We're not talking election day. Who set the certification date?
We set the certification date.
You set that certification date. How long do you have?
We coordinate that certification day with the people that are willing to do it for us. So we have to work around their schedules as well.
I think the concern, the shock to us was the $808 in 4 days. With 6 employees, now I don't know if there's other people involved in that, but that's $200 a day.
Can I look at that? Because I'm not sure what we're talking about. Are you sure you're not getting the ROTC in there? And
I don't know.
Because we buy pizza for the ROTC on election day.
That was on the 1st, I think. So the 1st isn't an election day. It was a bigger day.
No, training day?
Election day was the 2nd.
I think there was $311 spent on at one place on one day, and that was the 1st. I think that was a concern that was a shock to us. I think the concern is, you just mentioned that they take off 15 minutes to eat. Are they clocking up for that 15 minutes or no?
No, because they're still working.
You just said they go eat for 15 minutes and then come back.
That's our verification team. Our verification team will stop. We won't let them touch the ballots. because of hands. We're still answering the phone. We're still doing our work, and our people are sitting at their desks.
Well,
when we talk about 15 minutes, Brandon, they're not getting a 15-minute break to go sit somewhere and take time off. Like, some offices use their breaks to eat their lunch and don't take a lunch hour so that they can work a 9 or 10 hour day. I mean, what's the difference? My people need to have time to use the restroom and to swallow some food when they are pressured like that. Now I can see, I don't know what these are. Okay, $311.76 is training day. That's not our food. That's food for 100 and some people who are eating at training.
Well, again, I think that...
What is this one here?
I don't know if there's something different on election day. That might be separate. I don't know. But I know a lot of people bring their lunches and eat at their desk while they are answering phones, emails. I mean, I don't know if they clock out or don't clock out, but the other elected officials and department heads aren't necessarily buying their food, plus letting them stay on the clock, plus... So I know in our office, the girls bring their lunch. I mean, I've seen them eat while on the phone, or answer the phone, take a break from eating.
Assessor... buys the food.
I don't know. I mean, you guys obviously have some questions about this particular one. From the auditor's perspective, we're not saying right or wrong or indifferent. You know, I'm convinced that there's times when that should happen. But what we're saying is so that we don't have to police that. We want this in the policy.
I understand.
And so, understand that it...
And I
it does give a little better guidelines for your elected officials and stuff and say, hey, look, they are concerned about this, even though it's small amounts. We need to make sure that they're aware beforehand. And I think if you're aware beforehand, I think you're probably less likely to have questions about it.
And I did say, Sheila, earlier that we would have to work more overtime. We're already working overtime on elections because we are working through lunch. And we are not only working through lunch, we have to balance at the end of the day. So voting stops at 5. We have to print our reports. We have to balance back then. So from 5 to 5:30 till 6:30, however long it takes us to balance all of those ballots and get them filed alphabetically. And it's not just people who are voting in the office.
Okay, yes, absentee until 5.
Absentee until 5, yes. So it's not just the people who are voting in our office, which averaged, over 100 a day? Plus it's all the absentees that we're mailing out and coming back that we have to process. And
do those, my assumption with the absentees, and I always thought those went into a certain area not to be touched until election day. Is that not the case?
We vote people who have a driver's license. We now allow them to use the voting equipment now, and that was a change in law that allows us to do it. It's not a requirement, but I will only allow people to do it who have a photo ID. Anybody who doesn't have a photo ID has to use a regular envelope. And then, of course, all of our absentees that we mail out are in envelopes.
And when she says we have to balance, we take the envelopes and the affidavits and run a report of who voted in the office that day to make sure that we have the paperwork on them and everything.
I don't think that we're complaining about the time. I don't think we're complaining about overtime. I don't think... Because, you need to be able to do your job. I think the issue is the use of county funds to purchase lunches.
There's always been a lot of overtime during the election, like there are during other offices in the prime season, and that's not been the question. It's just exactly what Commissioner Williams said, the use of county funds to provide. Now, what we were told by the outside auditor was that if they looked at this, because there's no policy, they wouldn't object it. But they said if the state came in and audited it, said they would be after you on it.
Well, Sheila, I rarely bring my lunch. I almost always go out to lunch. So, I mean, if it's an issue, I'll pay for my people's lunch if the county doesn't want to pay for them to continue to work beyond the clock, answering the phone, voting people absentee while they're trying to chew food. I mean, I am not exaggerating. If you ask some of the people who have come into my office, they will tell you how busy it was. I mean, Mike can tell you. We had to get him to stop people at the door because we had so many people in the office, we couldn't get anybody to... We had people at the counter, and we had people at every one of our absentee booths. Plus, we had people in line at the door, and people were frustrated because we couldn't get them into a ballot booth. We let them have clipboards to vote while they're standing there. Not so we were so busy, we could not take lunches.
Not question the business at all, and you have a wonderful staff, and they work hard. And county employees, normally their lunch is not taken out of the county budget.
Unless they're working on the clock, Sheila. Can I ask what the sheriff's department does if they're in the middle of a meal and they have to go do their duty? Do they get their lunches paid for if they're out eating in the middle?
I think that's up to the restaurant. I've been on some ride-alongs at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we just get up and leave. And they come back and pay for them, or Denny's, or whoever we're at comps them, or gives them 50% off.
I don't see any bills that came through.
I don't know that the sheriff's deputies ever get...
I didn't know.
The only reason this was flagged was because it was unusual. It's a large amount that...
Well, I think we've explained part of that. You have $311 that was training night. I mean, you have to keep in mind, too, that my staff isn't just working their regular hours. On that Thursday prior to the election, we're working from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And we're not leaving for lunches. The only time we ever do that might be in an April election, because April elections are not as big. And we don't have people voting nonstop. And we eat right along with the people that we are training. And that literally, we are walking in the door, grabbing a piece of pizza and a bottle of water, and getting ready for the training. So, I mean, it's your guys' decision. We will abide by your decision. I just don't think it's fair to my staff to work through their lunches, and they're providing a service to the public, and now they're expected to bring their own lunches, and people like me who normally go buy lunch, I'll just do without, or I'll buy some granola bars and throw my drawer. It's up to you guys, but I mean, you guys set the rule. We'll abide by it. Thanks, Wesley.
I think that's Sheila's.
Okay, I just want to see something.
Gotcha. The other one they had, the purchase of party supplies, food items for employees for any county function, example, retirement, birthday, leave, okay? Has that happened? The second.
We've had some employees where the elected official of the department had paid for whatever they did as far as that, and then we've had others that charged it to the credit card.
Okay.
When I've worked offices in the busy season where customers are waiting, the phones are ringing, we brought lunch into the office, or I might order a pizza or something and pay for it. We would, as you got a chance in between, you would eat a bite. They worked through the lunch and they got paid for the lunch hour then.
I did pay for several lunches out of my own pocket, and several breakfasts out of my own pocket.
I think one official said that he always paid for the lunches at certain times, and that he figured out, they had figured out, and I think he had spent like $1,200.